You said you'd marry Joey?
Okay, you have to realize I was exhausted, I was emotional. I would have said yes to anybody. Like that time when you and I got married. I'm not helping.
So you said yes to him, and you just had our baby.
That is right. And traditionally, the daddy is supposed to give the mommy a present, but I am prepared to let that go.
So when I came in here to see if you wanted to maybe start things up again, you were engaged to my best friend.
What? Really? I thought Chandler was your best friend.
Well, Chandler's my oldest friend. Joey's my... No, nah-uh.
Hey, you guys, I'm going to take off. I just wanted to say goodbye.
Rachel said she'd marry you?
This isn't the right room. Sorry, folks.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke. Your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, week, a month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you.
Okay, I don't want to be negative, so I'll say that most of the signs you bought are good.
No, they ran out of it. It's a girl. But I can fix this one. See?
So sexy. Honey?
Yeah. Do you have a roll?
Why don't you go lie down?
No, no, it's okay. Ross and Rachel will be back soon, and then I gotta go to the office. Am I producing them?
Why are you so tired?
I couldn't sleep last night. You know, and then I started worrying about this big divisional meeting I have later today. The more I worried about it, the more I couldn't sleep. You know, and I was like, if I fall asleep now, I'll get 6 hours sleep. But if I fall asleep now, I'll get 5 hours sleep. No matter what I did, I couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah, you should have done. Should have told yourself that little story.
Hi.
Hey, welcome home.
Hi.
Phoebe did the signs.
Oh, you guys. Thanks for doing this.
Here, look at all the stuff people sent.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Look, there's something every mother needs. A giant stuffed gorilla that takes up the entire apartment. What are people think? Oh, you guys, I love it!
Hey, so where's Ross?
He's downstairs getting the rest of his stuff out of the cab.
Is he still mad at us?
Well, you more than me. But he can't stay too mad at me. I mean, I just had his baby.
That's not fair. I can't do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not so sure you should be here when he comes up.
See, this is what I was afraid of. I didn't think I should be here either, but somebody said he'd be over it by now.
Hey, what do I know? I wanted to get a bigger gorilla.
The numbers we're seeing in Chicago, New York, and London are consistently solid, but many of our field offices have reported disappointing yields. Boston is down, Atlanta is down, Houston is down. I could go on and on, but instead of boring you, I'll go straight to my 42-point plan.
Walter.
She's just so cute. Ooh, I just want to bite her ear off and use it as a sucking candy.
Okay. But I could take one of those little feet and put it in a pita bucket.
Okay. I put most of the stuff away.
Oh, great. The pacifiers?
It's in the cupboard.
The bourbon cloths?
Linen closet.
The diapers?
In the hospital.
Hi,
you guys got a hospital? Fancy.
Oh, I left the diapers at the hospital. There's some in the bag, but I'll run out and get some more.
All right, thanks. Oh, Ross, could you stop at the coffee house and get me a muffin?
Oh, sure. What kind?
Let me think. What do I want? What do I want?
Please take your time. It's an important decision. Not like, say, I don't know, deciding to marry someone. This is about a muffin.
Blueberry.
Blueberry it is.
Thank you. Wow, he's really not letting this go, is he?
Oh, God, how long do you think that's going to last?
Well, I don't know. He got over the we were on a break thing really quickly.
You know, I can't even worry about it right now. Because I've got the cutie little baby.
Hmm?
Oh, I can't believe how much I love her. I can't get enough of her. Like right now, I miss her. I actually miss her.
You know, that's her.
Oh, God, look at her sleeping. Oh, I love her so much.
I think I'm going to wake her up.
Oh, no, Rach, no, you know, you're never supposed to wake a sleeping baby.
Well, I can do whatever I want. I made her.
Come on, little girl.
Hi. Well, I would say I told you so, but she's kind of doing that for me.
Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, Mom, you're so sorry. Go back to sleep. Shh, 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 shh. Go back to sleep.
Oh, it breaks your heart, doesn't it?
It really does.
How long do you think we have to stay?
Okay, if everyone's on board, it's settled. Chandler.
Chandler.
Yeah.
Are you on board?
Yes.
Then problem solved. Chandler will be running our office in Tulsa. You're gonna love Oklahoma.
All right, well, we already tried feeding her, changing her, burping her. Oh, try this one. Go back in time and listen to Phoebe. All right, here's something. It says to try holding the baby close to your body and then swing her rapidly from side to side. Okay.
It worked.
No, just stop. Throw up a little bit.
Come on, what am I going to do? It's been hours and it won't stop crying.
She raged, not it. She.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Oh, my God, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, this just no good can come from having sex with Ross.
Hey, Gunther, can I get a couple of blueberry muffins to go?
Diapers, huh?
Yep.
So I guess Rachel had your baby.
Yep. Can you believe it?
Nope. I can't even believe she slept with you in the first place.
Huh? Oh, you you mean like, huh?
Hey.
Ross, I know you're pissed at me, but we have to talk about this.
Actually, we don't.
Fine, okay, fine. But I gotta say, technically, I didn't even do anything wrong.
What? You didn't do anything wrong?
I said I didn't technically.
Okay, well, let's put aside the fact that you accidentally picked up my grandmother's ring and you accidentally proposed to Rachel.
Well, can I just stop you right there for a second? When people do this, I don't really know what that means. You were saying?
And I can even understand that you couldn't tell Rachel. But why couldn't you tell me? Huh? You had all day to, and you didn't.
I know. I should have. I'm sorry.
Not using it right, Joe.
Well,
I'm gonna go.
No, come on, look, Ross, we have to get past this.
Give me the bag.
No, look, I don't know what else to do. I said I'm sorry.
Joey?
Now you should scream at me or curse me or hit me.
I'm not gonna hit you.
Why not? You'll feel better. I'll feel better. And you know you want to. I can see it in your eyes.
No, I don't.
A little bit.
No.
A little bit.
No.
A little bit more.
Okay.
No, hit me.
Give me the bag.
Hit me.
Joey, give me the bag.
Hit me.
Joe, I'm not kidding.
Hit me.
No.
Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me.
You ducked. I'm sorry. It was a reflex. Oh, my God. This really hurts.
I couldn't help it. When a fist comes at your face, you duck. Look. Oh!
What is the matter with you?
You were supposed to duck. Why didn't you duck?
Why don't we talk about this on the way to the hospital?
Good, good. Yeah, maybe while we're there, they can check your reflexes.
Oops.
Feeding her again.
I already fed her.
I know. That's why I said again.
All right, you guys, we can't turn on each other, okay? That's just what she wants.
Hey. Okay. Monica, can I talk to you outside for a minute?
Oh, no, you guys just stay here. I'm going to go check her diaper. Phoebe, do you want to come? Oh, I'm kind of part of this.
Actually, Phoebe, it's more of a husband and wife kind of thing.
I knew I should have married Chandler.
What's up?
Okay, you know how we always said it would be fun to move to Paris for a year? You know, you could study French cooking, and I could write, and we could picnic along the Seine, and go wine tasting in Bordeaux.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you know how people say that Tulsa is the Paris of Oklahoma?
What? Who says that?
People who have never been to Paris?
What's going on?
We're moving to Tulsa.
Excuse me?
Okay. Miss McKenna, she kind of works above my boss. She asked me to move to Tulsa and be the president of our office there. And I was sleeping and apparently said yes.
Tulsa, Oklahoma?
The Sooner State. Whatever that is.
Chandler, I don't even want to see the musical Oklahoma.
Really? Oh, What a Beautiful Morning? Surrey with a Fringe on Top?
Are you trying to tell me that we're moving to Oklahoma or that you're gay? Right, not that this matters, but did they at least offer you a huge raise?
No, no. But they are going to lease us a Ford Focus. I'll get out of it.
Thank you.
What is wrong with Emma?
Oh, she misunderstood. She thought she was moving to Tulsa.
Ma'am, do you have a minute? I kind of have some bad news. I don't think I can move to Tulsa.
What?
It's a funny story, actually. I kind of fell asleep in the meeting this morning. So when I said I'd move to Tulsa, I didn't really know what I was saying.
You fell asleep?
But only because I was up all night worried about this meeting. Isn't that funny? Irony. Not a fan? All right. See, here's the thing. I went home and told my wife about Tulsa, and she won't go. See, me? I love Tulsa. Tulsa is heaven. Tulsa is Italy. Please don't make me go there.
Chandler, I...
No, no, no. Look, Carol. Can I call you Carol? Why would I when your name is Elaine? Oh, what a great picture of your son. Strapping. That's a picture of your daughter, isn't it? Well, she's lovely. I like a girl with a strong jaw. I'll call you from Tulsa.
Hey, so, how is it?
I broke my thumb.
Your thumb? That's weird.
Are you sure you're punching right? Make a fist. Maybe later.
Ross, I feel terrible.
You know what? You can go. I just have to fill out some forms.
You want me to help you with that?
Why, does it look like I'm having trouble with my misshapen claw?
Name. No, I know Ross, but what's it short for? You know, like Russell. Or Rostifer.
That's Ross.
It's pretty. Okay, date of birth?
You know my birthday?
Sure. May-tember.
October 18th.
Occupation. Dinosaurs.
Actually, I'm a paleo. Dinosaurs is fine. The drawing is not.
All right, who do you want as your emergency contact?
Rachel, I guess.
Okay. Relationship? Oh, boy, this could take a while.
Just put roommate.
Come on. You guys are more than that. I mean, you're gonna get together, right?
I don't think that we are.
But you two are supposed to be together.
Well, I thought so too, but then she said she'd marry you.
Come on, Ross, that didn't mean anything. She just had the baby. She was all freaked out about doing it alone. She would have said yes to anybody.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So?
So I don't want to be just anybody.
Wow.
You know what? It's better this way anyway. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking going down that road again with us. It's just much easier if we're just friends who have a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're okay with that?
Yes. I mean, that's what we always planned. And if you have a plan, you should stick to it. That's why they call them plans. Hello? I'm fine.
Hey, for what it's worth, with Rachel, I don't think you'll ever be just anybody.
Hey, there you go.
Thanks.
Oh, my God! How long has she been crying?
About a week and a half.
All right, well, looks like you guys got it under control, so I'm just gonna go. No? Really? Misery really does love company? Bye!
Try holding her a different way.
But you guys, I'm doing the best I can. Anyone else is welcome to try.
All right, I'll try.
Fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Here you go.
Hey. Oh.
Nothing works with this child!
Oh, God, what am I going to do, you guys? I can't even comfort my own baby. I'm the worst mother ever.
No, you're just new at this. You'll get better. I think about your first day at work. I mean, that couldn't have been easy, but you figured that out.
Yeah, I don't think dressing provocatively is going to help me here. Oh, God, just please take her. Oh, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go scream into a pillow.
Bouncy, bouncy baby, bouncy baby. Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby,
baby,
oh, baby, baby.
Have I gone deaf?
What? Oh, baby, 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 oh, baby, baby, baby.
You must be a fireball in bed.
I can't believe it. She's asleep. I got her to go to sleep. I have actual magical powers.
I can hear traffic and birds. I can hear the voices in my head again. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. You got her to stop crying.
Yes, I did.
I'm Monica, super aunt.
are the official baby crier stopper.
Yes, I am.
You're never leaving the apartment.
Say what?
Get your new job, day or night. She starts crying, I need you here.
Oh, no. Thankfully, you don't need me at all. So, okay. Hey, Super Aunt, see you later. Rachel, let's give it 6 to 8 months.
Okay, so listen, I'm gonna go lay down. What? You know, the book says that whenever she's sleeping, I should be sleeping. So, what you call?
Hey.
Shh. Just got her to go to sleep.
Oh, so there can't be any yelling?
No.
We're moving to Tulsa.
What?
I can't hear.
Hey.
Hey. Where have you been? What happened to you?
I had a little thing with Joey. If you think this is bad, you should see him.
No, Ross, this is not good. Please, we have to talk about this Joey thing. Please sit. All right, you have got to get over this Joey thing. Okay, I never really wanted to marry Joey, okay?
Okay.
You know what I really, really want?
What, Rach?
I want to sleep. I want to eat. I want to take a shower. I mean, before she wakes up and we gotta do this all over again.
Right.
I mean, because I got news for you, Mr. Emma. Not easy.
Well, that's what I'm here for, so. Want me to get that?
No, that's really okay. Monica!
Got it.
I've been thinking about this, and I gotta tell you, it's not my fault. It's a natural instinct.
What are you guys talking about?
Hey, great. Okay, what would you do if I did this?